This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny, I'm perfecting my runaway.
You know, I never would have noticed it had you not started doing that while the song was playing.
Well, I thought it was an effect.
I just didn't even notice it.
Yeah, it's funny because I just assumed they put some kind of like, you know, little phasey thing on there, you know, something to make it, you know, sound like a goat. He's like, no, that's my goat sound that I make. So that's Post Malone right there. All right, let's get to the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. They redid our kitchen and it came out great. And you guys will love the services. Like, they've got it all. They've got the tile and the countertops
and the know-how to put it in and make it beautiful.
Huge showrooms too. So visit one of their four Bay Area showrooms in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin,
and online at allnaturalstone.com. And by the way, I couldn't get it written out in big enough words to have Isla do the tag today, so tomorrow we'll try to get that. I know.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I got to give her a second
here
to practice it. For crying
out.
Anyway.
I've been waiting all day for that.
Tomorrow, everyone. Sorry.
An
also,
update
don't
on
forget,
Blair, please.
Yeah, we need an update on Blair. And also, things Isla likes. I'm pretty sure that was some promise to us. Looking forward to that. Woo!
Okay, sure. Why not, right?
Great.
Hey, I have a question for you, Vin.
Sure.
When's the last time she heard her sing her ABCs from when she was a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she probably has never heard it.
That'd be great. I can play this for her.
Oh, my God. Oh,
because she's come a long way.
Yeah, she has come a long way since then.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
the kids grow up.
Play that for her when we get her back on tomorrow, okay?
Yes.
So I wanted to start with a quick text because we've been giggling about how, for some reason, toilet paper seems to be the thing. Here's a text from 707. Just in line to get into Safeway at opening for actually needed toilet paper for my family of six. Yesterday, the checker told me it's stocked every morning. None. I've been to 15 stores in the past week, and we are down to three rolls.
Oh, boy. It's six people. You know, it's time to call a community meeting. Stand out in the front and just start yelling for people to come on out of the house. We'll do this from the porches. And get to know your neighbors or put notes in your neighbors. You know, we have eggs. We'll trade you for toilet paper.
So
there are
while
people
I
who
have,
hoarded.
While I have the toilet paper story top of mind, there was a little article. This is from CNN. They're talking about the toilet paper makers. Companies that help supply these everyday paper products are stunned in trying to adjust rapidly to the evolving new normal of consumer behavior, which is stocking up. They're faced with this difficult, like this one says, many were already operating their manufacturing facilities 24/7 prior to the pandemic. Others, fortunately, can ramp up. They've got more employees in place they're ramping up the toilet paper making, everyone. So don't panic. They understand
butt will get wiped soon.
There's a need, and they one company managed to ship out 20% more than normal capacity. So they're working on it. We should have more toilet paper soon, everyone.
Well, they should expect there to be a drop in demand once everybody has their 3,000 rolls at home.
Right.
Yeah, this is, I mean, the world only needs so much toilet paper. You know what's kind of sort of crazy about that is you think about it. Times like these make you think about, like, the poop processing plants that are in all our neighborhood. They're around, you know, it doesn't just go away. It
right.
goes somewhere. And to think about just all the paper that makes it into those things. It's just crazy. I don't want to think about that.
This is from today's Chronicle, everyone. So the six Bay Area counties have been ordered their residents to shelter in place for the next 3 weeks as health officials scramble to keep coronavirus from spreading across the region. So what is staying open? Again, this is in the Chronicle if you want to look it up. Grocery stores, food banks, pharmacies, restaurants for takeout food and delivery only. Vet services will be staying open. Pet food stores, gas stations, auto repair shops, hardware, and other home supply stores will remain open. And they often, you know, I can't speak for every Home Depot, but they often have a lot of the cleaning supplies.
Yes.
That may have been wiped out at grocery stores. So you might try the home, you know, Ace and
Lowe's
Home Depot and
Home Depot,
more.
Yeah,
right,
sure.
Exactly. Childcare facilities are allowed to remain open as long as rules limiting the size and composition of the groups are restricted.
Oh.
I don't know about that, but our Sue, the lady who takes care of our kid, I believe she shut down as of yesterday. We're going to continue to pay her because for us in particular, we can, A, and B, we want her to stay in business.
Right.
So I don't know how you all are going to handle that, but childcare is incredibly important to us, and we're going to make sure she gets her monthly check either way.
Yeah, you know, it's just, and you have to consider how a person makes their money and how they live. I mean, there are plenty of people who need to continue to, well, you know, maybe your housekeeper, you're going to tell them not to come. Those are people who depend on that money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think childcare is a perfect example of that. And you want her to still be able to do it and not have to go get some other job somewhere. You need her to be there when you're done. So it's,
right.
You know, but like you said, it's an if you can thing. For a lot of people, they can't go to work right now, so they can't make money. So it's going to be impossible for them to do it. But if you can, you probably should.
Delivery services that take food, goods, or services directly to residents are allowed to operate, so you'll have to get yourself signed up for that, and it's not as immediate as it once was, mm-hmm. but still a great way to get the things you need sent to your house. They also say that you can read the article for yourself, but I think that covers most of the stuff that remains open. Again, grocery stores, food banks, pharmacies, restaurants, takeout food and delivery only, but still a way to get food and vet services for your pets.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is fun ish.
Hmm.
As today is St. Patrick's Day. Here are some tips on celebrating St. Patrick's Day at home.
Oh,
watch some Irish movies.
Oh, shoot, I wish I could remember the name. I watched a great little Irish movie about this little kid who formed a band. I can't remember the name of it, but it was good.
By the way, I believe what you're playing right now, Bryn, is the Dropkick Murphys. Mm. They will be streaming a show live from Boston with no audience today.
Oh, what fun. So the audience will all be online.
And Milwaukee's Irish Fest is the largest Irish festival event in North America, and they'll be live streaming for performances and videos on social media.
Oh.
So
it's happening without happening.
Right.
So weird. Sing Street, Sarah.
Sing Street. That's the name of it. And it's so good, you guys. Sing Street. If you're looking for an Irish movie to watch, a just great movie. I loved that movie. So charming. So funny. Set in the 80s. It's great.
Set in the 80s?
Yeah. You'd right. Like the kids in a band, and like every one week they're clearly doing The Cure. And the next week, they're a flock of seagulls, and they just all are dressing like it's just a great, sweet movie. Sing Street.
If you've got kids and you want to do some arts and crafts, they say that you can. Women's Day posted a list of 35 ideas you can check out.
Oh.
And YouTube and Spotify have a ton of traditional Irish music you can stream while you're making crafts that are St. Patrick's Day related.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So there you go.
Yeah, you're going to need to have an art class at your house. I mean, kids, they need crap to do. God, they get bored fast.
Yes.
I get bored fast, too. I'm bored.
What will you do? I'm putting you on the spot, but what
are you talking
to
me?
Yes, you.
Okay.
What will you do today after our show?
First thing I'm going to do is put my Crocs on and go out, and I have a little bit of work to do in the garden.
Fun.
Yeah, I love that. I would do that anyway. I will not be sewing. I'm not doing that. Although I suppose I probably could. You did do a story where if you ship something to someone. I just would be, how horrified would I be if I shipped someone the coronavirus,
Well, you haven't tested positive for
it. No, I haven't. But some people don't. We're self-isolated. I don't know. Anyway, I'll do that. I will definitely continue reading my book that I'm reading, Wolf Hall. It's delightful. It's hard to follow, but I'm figuring it out.
But you like it.
I do like it. It's about like the King Henry VIII era. It's about Thomas Cromwell. I love it. I know. So what? Just leave me be. It's historical fiction. I love it. It's really good. Okay. I love it. It's really good. It's hard though. Like the way it's written, it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to tell who's talking. I'm like, okay, this isn't clear. Beyond that, I gotta. You know what I'm doing? So, I had a tax appointment a couple weeks ago, and my accountant canceled it. He said, I'm so sorry, but I'm not well and I'm not going to be in the office and, whatever. I'll reschedule when I'm better. So he comes back last week and says, hey, just drop your stuff in the Dropbox. You got to go. I have to go to this Dropbox now and it's going to get picked up by somebody. And so I'm not even going to meet with him. I guess we'll have a phone meeting. But I got to do that today.
We have the same deal. We haven't talked to our tax person yet, but we have an appointment for, I think, a week or two from now. And we're probably going to have to do a drive-by. Probably get all our papers together, throw them in the door of the place, and not even be in contact other than on phone.
Yeah, he was saying just put everything into the envelope because he sends me this whole package. So I'll put it all in there. Put it in the Dropbox. He'll take a look at it. I'm sure he'll call me with any. And I have a couple. That was the thing. I have a couple questions for him. I always do, right? I guess we're not going to face-to-face this year, which is, it's fine. This is how people are figuring out how to do it. I'm sure that, I was actually thinking to myself that I wonder if they're going to push back tax day this year. A lot of people are not in a position to get these things done. We're all just trying to cope with life.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that is pending decision, including the Real ID, which was a thing that had a date. I think this October was the date you needed to have your Real ID by if you wanted to be able to fly. You'd either need your passport or this new identification. And now, for example, I planned to go in the next couple weeks, and now I obviously won't be doing that.
Right.
I also have a dentist appointment scheduled for the 23rd, which is next week, that I'm likely canceling. So all of these things are everyone's sort of, if you keep up on your emails, you'll see I'm in an HOA, and I think that meeting has been switched over to a phone call.
Sure. Or you guys could all stand around the courtyard, just yell at each other.
Yeah, I have no interest in that meeting.
No,
in general,
right?
Much
basically
less.
Let me know if something important comes up, because otherwise I'm gonna be home with my family.
Here are a couple coronavirus, as they're called, quick hits. So the economy's struggling, and Senator Mitt Romney is promoting a plan to give every adult in the country $1,000. There will be something like that, I imagine, happening, whether it's put into your taxes. I don't even think they can get it into this year's taxes, but there'll be something, some kind of stimulus coming our way, I'm sure. Amazon is warning people that deliveries are going to be delayed and items like toilet paper and hand sanitizer are frequently out of stock. So keep that in mind. Get stuff on order. Get in line, so to speak.
Right.
Even for simple things. They're also hiring 100,000 new workers to keep up with the demand. So if you are looking for a gig, that might be something to check into.
Right.
This is one of those little quick stories that I'm not sure. There's a few of them here. So a woman in China decided to microwave her cash to kill the virus and ended up burning $425. Don't do that.
Wait, say that again?
A woman in China decided to microwave her cash to kill any virus that might be on it.
Oh, boy.
And she ended up burning up $425.
Are there some kind of metallic threads in there that wound up light? Because, you know, if you put tin foil or anything in there, it actually sparks. And
I do know that. I'm not sure what caused the fire.
Catch on fire. I don't know. I mean, all the time.
You could put a paper towel in there,
sure.
Right? Yeah,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I bet it has some kind of, maybe the hologram has little bits of metal in it or something.
And yeah, you know those little strips like in the American dollar bills too? Those are made of like kind of metallic material.
That's the only thing I can think of. Like, otherwise, why would it ignite? Well, don't do that, people. Now we know. Thank you, China, for yet another thing. that information.
It's
great.
Actually all over the internet too about microwaving your cash, which is surprising.
Really?
Yeah, I looked it up and there's a bunch of things why you should not microwave your cash and how it will explode.
Oh, yeah, don't do things that'll explode. Not now. Right. People are busy. We're too busy for that.
This story out of India, big population there, as you might know. A handful of people, so very few are actually doing this, but I thought this is something. A handful of people in India have been throwing parties and drinking not cow milk, but another liquid from a cow. Because they somehow have decided that will help.
This is a way to fight the coronavirus.
Number one, apparently, they've decided is the cow number one.
Oh, boy. Well, there's parties
of people. So more than one person.
So cows are sacred in India.
From what I understand, I don't know anything. I'm not well traveled.
Well,
they worship the cow.
They worship the cow. So they must think it has magical properties. This is one time in my life when I'm just super glad that I don't worship cows. I just don't want to, as it is, I drink cow's milk. I don't know why I'm so off put by number one. I guess because it's number one.
Right.
That's horrifying.
I shouldn't say worship because I looked it up. They considered to be sacred, a sacred symbol.
The sacred cow
is not the right word for it.
Okay, fine.
Before I get texted.
Number one.
As you brought it up, I'm like, I'm not well traveled enough to speak on this. I can't say what their deal is with the cow.
They really like them.
I've heard that they roam free and no one touches them. Because...
Right. Like if they're standing in the road, you just sit and wait because the sacred cow has blocked your way and it must be a sign from the sacred cow god. I don't know, it's only what I've heard.
Some church leaders in South Korea panicked after a handful of people tested positive. They thought salt water would help for some reason, so they started spraying it in people's mouths, and not only did it not disinfect the people, but they didn't disinfect the spray bottle, and 46 more people got sick
thanks to their salt water spray. Oh, boy.
Fix.
I just don't know what to say.
And lastly, another quickie before I get to the text. People in the Netherlands lined up to buy weed because stores were planning to close until April 6th.
Ah.
And they needed their stash for home use.
Well, if I want to be stuck at home, I want to be high. So the Netherlands, I didn't realize they were. Oh, of course they are. I mean, they've got their little cafes and.
Yeah, you were there, right?
Stuff. Yeah, I guess I wasn't really thinking. I thought, oh, well, that'll just be always available. Hey, Vinny, it's 8:56 already. Let's take a break and we'll do all the texts after the messages, okay?
You got it.
All right, be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.